Action Park Media.
The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Yeah, drum solo, bitch.
How are you partying?
Hi, Scout.
Hi, babe.
How are you?
I'm doing so good.
Hi, guys.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Talk Scary to Me.
Episode 50,000.
It's Tuesday.
I love that I get to listen to this every Tuesday.
I know.
I forget the shit that we say.
All the time.
Like,
I'm like, why is it wrong that I'm cracking myself up while listening to our own stuff? I don't know. But
why
I really just laugh at how funny you are. Do you laugh more at yourself or at me?
You.
Me? Really?
Yeah.
I laugh more at you. Okay. So we're not
so it's a thing.
Super.
It's a thing. Who laughs at who more out there, guys? Who's more fun? But so I want to share this thing with you.
Share.
I'm just going to right off the bat get into this fucking thing because this is the craziest thing I have heard of. There is a private plane company that is now allowing the High Mile Club.
Oh.
They are literally setting up
beds. Like beds, cocoons.
And they are
I think
it's like $450 or something. It's like something fucking crazy. I actually don't know the actual price.
Where does it fly?
I think it just it goes to Vegas. I think it goes to Vegas and back. I'm not sure. I didn't read too into it. I just saw, and then like a lot of people are making it on TikTok. Oh my God, guys, I don't have a life. It's literally going to be my phrase, TikTok. People making videos.
And we're TikTok, by the way, you guys.
Yeah, Talk Scary to Me podcast, TikTok. And it's like people are saying, like showing videos like, oh, you know what they look like before the plane ride and then after the plane ride
everyone
when they're getting off.
You can hear everyone fucking on the plane.
Well, planes are so fucking loud. They're so loud. So I don't think that they're...
Yeah, but you can hear like a person cough like 20 rows behind you.
Oh God, I don't know. I wonder if like they have like music playing the entire time in the cockpit or something. Because I don't know. Could you do that?
I would try it,
but I would be so nervous. If
I
they
think
would
it'd be so fun.
Cameras, they would see me or they could hear. Mm. I would be very, very nervous of that.
Well,
that's
but if
fucking
everybody's
crazy.
Doing it...
But it's insane that that's even an option.
Well, that just seems so unsanitary.
Completely.
I mean, planes were already disgusting. And then thank God for COVID because they started cleaning the shit. And then now this is like, how do you...
And I wonder, is there more than one plane that they have for this option?
Ew.
Or is there...
I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, there's like 3 Mile High airplane
like,
services of
like
fucking
join,
each other.
Join the Mile High. It is the Mile High Club airplane.
Yeah, it's just for that instead of actually going on a plane with a bunch of people and having to go into the bathroom and doing it. Have you ever? Are you a part of it?
No.
Okay.
No. No, I put my headphones on. I want to watch a movie.
Yeah.
I want to order a Chardonnay.
But never
like
when you were younger or anything that didn't like no
12,
boyfriend.
13, no, not really. No.
No boyfriend was like, come on, I want to join the.
No.
What is that? What is the fascination with joining?
I think it's gross. Like, I don't even want to go to the bathroom in the bathroom.
No. No.
Like you're stepping in. People that wear socks into the bathroom when they were like those long flights when like put your shoes on because you're walking in there and there's piss all over the floor. That's not water from the hand, from the basin. How gross.
Oh, dude. I watch videos of like things that you should not do in a plane. And apparently.
Passenger shaming. You ever follow them on Instagram?
No.
Oh my God. There was
just
one.
So
oh
afraid
my God.
Of the shit that I would find out on there. I'm
dude,
so
someone was
afraid
like
of it.
Drying their like kids pee underwear by on the vent.
So are you kidding me?
No.
What is wrong with people?
People putting their feet like
oh my God,
all
that
up
reminds
next to you.
Me of when I was in Santa Monica and you know, Santa Monica Beach is like the most horrendous beach.
Well,
I feel like you can
Venice
find
Venice is I mean there's probably needles everywhere.
You can find needles everywhere. There was this woman changing her I think it was daughter. I didn't stay long enough to figure it out. But in the shower, like the showers outside showers, changing the diaper and the diaper was fucking had shit in it.
Well, where else is she going to change her kid?
But no. She was just taking off the diaper underneath the shower and letting the poo-poo go down on the crown. Yeah.
That's because her kid was probably covered in shit, though, right?
No, it wasn't.
Hearing the mom, like, trying to rationalize why a mom would do that.
I would hope that you would not take Jagger underneath the shower, the public shower, outside in front of everybody and take his poo-poo diaper off and then dump the poo-poo on the ground.
If he had shit his diaper so bad that it was like out of the bottom of the diaper, it wasn't me. But I would have cleaned him up, rolled the diaper. But sometimes you need like an actual hose to get it off of the baby.
Oh, man. But she didn't even, there was
but
other
that's
people,
ridiculous.
There was also other people's showers behind her that I feel like these people have no idea what's happening. They have no idea that poop is running down their feet.
So gross. Ew.
So disgusting.
So gross.
So gross. Mile high to poop. Welcome to Talk Scary to Me podcast on a Tuesday morning. Because I know y'all bitches are listening right
now.
You
know, I was
dropped.
Thinking of something funny. It's totally unrelated. We came in earlier and we were watching the little clip about the lost tampon. I still love the lost condom. And I was thinking, have you ever been to the gynecologist because you didn't remember if you had a tampon up there or not?
Yes.
Okay, I have too.
Oh my God.
When
share.
You're like, okay, so
share.
God, this is so long ago. So I had just started dating this guy and he like flew in to come to this event with me. We had only like kissed, like nothing serious. And like, we've been waiting. And like, this was the night. And we went to this event and I was obviously drinking at the event. And I think I might've taken my tampon out in the bathroom at the after party. But then when we went back to my house, cause he was staying the night and then he was leaving like the first thing in the morning, I didn't remember if I had or hadn't.
So did you guys have sex?
No. Mm. I was too scared. Oh. But I didn't know what to tell. I was like you flew all the way in for like 24 hours thinking like tonight's the night, you know? And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get toxic shock syndrome and fucking die. So I called the gynecologist and was like, I have to come in. I think there might be one there, blah, blah, blah. And then there was nothing there.
Really?
No, I'd taken it out. I just wasn't sure.
Yeah. No, that shit's scary, man. That shit is terrifying.
I wonder how many women have gone to the gynecologist wondering if there was a tampon in there or not.
See, my thing is I realized it like a couple days after and I had actually
you did
had
have one.
Sex. I had sex and I just forgot. I just forgot
right,
that
right,
I and
right.
then I just remember
oh God.
When I went to go put in another one, I was like,
why is
something
it not
doesn't
going in there?
Feel
oh God,
right.
I'm that's
but,
how people die.
But I'm just like yeah. So 3 days.
Oh God.
That's insane. Was it? No, 2 days. Sorry, it was 2 days. But that's still fucking insane.
It's also like the size
shit.
Of the tampon that you're using.
Yeah, but I'm just like, so I
if it's like a light.
With, like, you know, like I know it's tiny, but like I was able to have sex.
Well, the guy you were like, with was like, must have not been that big. If you could have sex.
I'm trying to remember. He
while
was,
you
he
have
actually
a tampon
wasn't that
in
big.
And
he
not was. Feel that you have a tampon in, his dick was not very big.
I was like, oh yeah, he wasn't that big. Back in that day, he wasn't, but it was.
And this guy that I was dating, we did
hurt,
stay in a relationship after. I would have probably not felt it because he was teeny tiny.
Tiny,
so
tiny,
I probably wouldn't have even known that I had like a super plus in there, poor guy.
Well, it did hurt.
It did
getting
hurt.
Getting it removed.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It hurt. It fucking hurt. So now I will never, ever, ever, ever fucking forget that.
So you always, but if you're like out ever. Partying or
I actually
whatever.
I don't like to wear them anymore, really, if I really have to. I don't really like to. I don't.
So what
not,
do you use?
You do the cups and stuff. Like,
oh
I
my God, I've never done that.
Yeah. Like that's like way better unless you're like a, I don't know. I don't want to get too graphic on here.
Seems gross.
Like, no,
it's
like.
Not gross?
I'm pretty.
Normal.
pH
balance.
Yeah, so I feel like I don't have like.
Gross. You guys, you're like, why
sorry.
Did I tune in?
Sorry,
into
I'm so sorry.
But for all you
oh my
girls,
God, I'm looking at his face.
These guys
like,
are mortified. But listen, sometimes guys, when a woman's like, yeah, no, not tonight. It doesn't mean that they don't want to have sex. They're not making excuses. Maybe she just doesn't remember if she took out her tampon.
Yeah.
or not. If they're drinking, like, you may get rejected and you're like, wait, you've been leading me on all night. Now we get back to your house and you're like, can't fuck me because you're like the poor girls in the bathroom, like me going, is it in there? Is it in there? Yeah. I can't find the string. I can't find the string. Is it in there? How do I find it? How do I see it? Oh my God. I don't have, and you haven't been with this person yet.
You're drunk. You're fucking falling over.
You're like, you know, trying to figure it out. I've got my Spanx down in the bathroom. I'm like, oh my God, I don't, did I put another one in? Did I take
it
out?
We go through shit for you. It's not like, oh my God, that's hilarious.
I'm sure my gynecologist was like, if you're wearing like a super or like a, like, you're going to know.
Yeah.
It's only the ones that are like the extra lights that you're like, you don't know. Yeah. So, guys. So there's that might, but if women would just be like, I don't remember if I still have a tampon and that's why I can't fuck you.
Why is it so embarrassing for women to bring that up? Because I think men, it makes them feel uncomfortable. It's still like, I feel like I come across a lot of men where periods like that just makes them uncomfortable. I'm like,
really?
Bitch. Yeah.
Bitch, please.
I'm like, come on. Come on, why do we
have periods? Oh, so you guys can have babies. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right? Well, it's like, this is what's going to happen. I still get pissed off that they don't really have to deal with shit. I'm like, why do you deal with this? You deal with what? An erection every morning?
Yeah.
Boo-hoo, motherfuckers.
Come in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Cry me a river.
I wish I could come in 2 seconds.
Oh, you man, me too.
Oh my God. Wouldn't it be so great if we could just get off as easy as
you
men?
Know, here's the thing. I think if it was as easy, I would be having sex all the time. Like, now I get it.
Yeah.
Because it's just so much more complicated that you're like, okay, can I do that? Can I do it? Can I get there? Like, what's going on in my brain right now? So, if it was that easy, fuck yeah. All day, every day.
Just saying.
All
right.
I mean, you know, that's going
to
be a
call. From Mile High to poo to tampons to how long it takes you to come. What do we have next, Danielle?
Well, let's see. I'm not going to go to memories from working on Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead quite yet.
Okay.
So let's just see here.
I have one.
Yeah, I look at this because there's some interesting ones.
I don't, let me wait to say his name. Coming out.
Okay.
Help.
Oh, yes, I see it. I have that one here
too. Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hello, my name is Oscar and I'm from East Los Angeles. I need help. How do I come out to my
family?
Didn't
she just say you weren't going to say his name until after?
Oh, he fucking said his name in this. Well, Oscar, you said your name, Oscar. I'm sorry. I need help. How do I come out to my family? Here's some background. I am from a Latino family that immigrated from Mexico to the U.S. I didn't grow up with a dad, and my mom raised 4 kids by herself. I always knew I was different because I liked a lot of Britney Spears growing up and still do. Yes, bitch.
Yes.
Oops, I did it again.
Why, I wonder why. Why? She's so big in that community.
She got moves.
Yeah, but doesn't everybody?
I think that's like a lot of inspiration that like gay boys, like when I go to all these brunches, these drag brunches, she was like the first artist, right, to dance like that, I feel like.
I don't know. I guess, maybe.
I don't know. Like, yeah, enlighten us. What is it?
Yeah, let us know what it is about. It was like Hilary Duff and Britney Spears.
Hilary Duff and Britney Spears.
Not even Miley Cyrus, really.
No, what was she's ratchet. What are you talking about? Oh. She's like Riri. Ratchet. okay, so I first discovered I was gay when I was in high school and experimented. Ooh, now I'm a 34-year-old man who finally has his shit together after years of struggling with mental health. Mm. The last thing I feel I need to do for myself is come out. I just don't know how to do it with my family. I've come out to a few select friends, but one of two things happened. They either accept me with I always knew or walked away from me permanently.
What? Where is he? Where is he from?
Of course,
East LA,
East Los Angeles. Of course, it's Latina. It's
that's your question. Yeah. I mean, I have no idea.
Of course, this causes anxiety for me because I'm scared of the reaction. I don't know how to do it. Can you please give me a few tips of what you would do in my situation? Thank you in advance, and I love the show, ladies. Keep slaying, bitches.
Woohoo!
Oh my God, I love that.
Thanks, babe.
So I am. My mother is Spanish. My biological mom is Spanish, and my whole side of my mom. I wasn't raised with them. My dad got custody of me when I was 8, but when I contacted my mom, in my 20s, and I talked to her, and we got kind of close, and I finally like told her that I had been with women, and her reaction was, oh, Mia, no. Like, it was like very like, you can't, don't, you know, like the Bible, church, you can't do that, you know? And then she finally was like, okay, well, I have two, you know?
Oh my God.
You know, so it was like very, but the instant reaction I was a little like shocked with, because my mom and my dad, when I told them that I was bisexual, my mom, we've already told you guys this story. My mom was like, she thought I was just lesbian. She was like, it's okay. You can tell me you're lesbian. And I was like, no, I'm bi. I like both. She's like, no, you can tell me. Lesbian. I was like, okay, no, I'm bisexual. So it was like super easy. You know, everybody's coming out story is so different.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you can't help people's reactions, but I feel like we have done so much work in society to make gay, being gay, right, being bisexual, being trans, oh fucking K.
Yeah.
And if those people don't accept you, we say this all the time,
yeah,
even for sexual matters,
yeah,
these people don't fucking accept you,
yeah,
then fuck them.
Yeah, it's true.
They don't need to be in your...
You don't want to not live your life and be happy and,
life.
Be closeted because you are afraid someone's going to disown you. People disown each other in families all the time for all kinds of reasons. Mm-hmm. Families are fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. So you just be, you know, honor you. And I would be open and confident about it. And, you know, sometimes it's probably going to take them a minute to sort of, you know, accept maybe seeing it in person. But so one of my friends, growing up, we always knew she was gay. And it was funny because she would always have like boyfriend, oh, this boyfriend. And we're like, oh my God, girl, come on, just come out. And she was so afraid to tell us that she actually, and she was closer friends with me. She had one of our mutual friends tell me.
Get out.
While she went and like hid in the corner.
See, I mean,
and I was like, Elena, I've always known. I was always like, what are you doing with that guy? You're obviously gay. Like, what the? And like, total lesbian. Mm. I was like, well, cool. Now we can go to fucking girl bar.
Yeah.
And like, introduce me to some girls, you know?
You might be surprised what they say, but it sounds to me like he's told a couple and he's gotten both reactions.
Right.
So I think he's just afraid that he's going to get the wrong one. Mm. And I get the fear of it. I get it. But you really have to think of yourself, and like Danielle saying, you have to think of like, love yourself first.
Yeah,
you know, who's more important is you, ultimately.
Yeah.
And if that family member doesn't accept it, I fucking hope if they believe in a God that they actually come around at some point and realize how much they love you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. It does not matter.
It has nothing to do with your family.
Yeah.
I mean, you're born that way.
Yeah.
It just is what it is.
I mean, there's just so many people that are still, you know, stuck in, I don't even know what they're stuck in. They're just stuck in bullshit land with this whole stuff. Like, look what we're doing, like the walkout that's happening right now with, you know, people, the phrase, I think they like banned in some school district. I don't know the full story, but banned in some school district that they can't talk about trans or gay kindergarten, like preschool, kindergarten, first grade or something like that. Have you heard this?
No.
Yeah, something ridiculous. And I'm just like, we're there. And then people are like, half people are saying, well, we shouldn't be bringing that up to kids as young. I'm like,
Maybe you should. So it's not taboo.
Yes. They need to. My child is going to know everything.
I mean, Carter's asked me, can I marry like his friend, is a boy at school. Can I marry so-and-so? And I said, sure, you can marry whoever you love, you know? Mm-hmm. And well, then he says, can I marry you? You can't know. There's rules there. You can't marry your family is actually illegal, which is hard to explain to a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
But he said, well, his friend, let's just call him Timmy. Mm-hmm. He said, well, but Timmy's daddy told him that he can only marry girls. And I was like, So I was like, well, you can marry whoever you want to marry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever you want to do, you marry whoever you want to marry.
See,
Great. That's
the thing. Things are done differently in different households. So how do kids like learn what's right and wrong? Well, they're doing it that way. That's wrong. You're doing it differently in our house. Like, but I can't do it over there. It's just, it's always a weird thing. But I hope that one day we just don't have this dark cloud over this of just being fucking human.
Did you ever see your parents as a kid? Did you ever see them like without clothes on, or do you ever have any memories of that? Like,
no.
I, like I've showered with my kids,
yeah.
You know, like even my husband and I, like we were in there, he was helping me because I'd had surgery. And then it was like, it's easier for the kids just to get in and out real quick and have him do that, whatever. And then, so I went in, then the kids got in and he was, you know, helping. And Carter was like, I always want to take a shower with mom and dad.
Aww.
Cause there's nothing weird or taboo yeah. about it unless you make it fucking weird and taboo. Mm-hmm. And my kids are still young enough, you know, listen, if they're like 8, 10. I'm not, you know, I'm yeah, obviously not going to be doing that with my children, but I don't want to make being naked weird mm-hmm. and uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And my kids have seen mommy at surgery, you know, and like, I'm like, there's mom's butt, and the kids are like, wow, mommy. Like,
yeah.
It's like, okay, it doesn't have to be fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's as weird as you make it.
Yeah.
And as uncomfortable as you make it. And I hope everybody just gets over this shit already.
Yeah, seriously. Good luck, Oscar.
We support you.
Don't let your fears get in the way. Just do it. Do it. Be proud, babe. Be proud. You've waited long enough.
Yes.
Long enough.
You slay,
be
baby.
You, babe. You be slay. You.
All right. Okay. Let's see. This is a good one. Hi. Wait. Where's my glasses? Bitch, hold please.
Which ones?
I don't know. I know. The bifocals. Okay. Hey, Danielle and Scout. I want to start off by saying how much I love you guys and how much your podcast has helped me in so many ways. Oh, thank you. My question is, how do you deal with insecurities in the bedroom? Me and my boyfriend have been together for 5 years and I love him to death, but I just can't be vulnerable during sex. My weight has always been an issue and I was recently diagnosed with thyroid issues, which slows down my metabolism and it's so hard to lose weight. I've tried almost everything and I'm so insecure. I've never had sex completely naked. Aww. I always have a shirt on and my boyfriend doesn't mind. He said he loves every inch of me, but I just can't get it out of my head. Sometimes during sex, it'll be hard for me to finish because all I would think about is how I look in this position. I tell him everything, you know, the good, the bad. He's my best friend. Sex is the only thing that I can't be vulnerable with him. I have a hard time loving myself. So any advice or tips would be greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. I love you guys. First of all, guys are seeing vagina and boobies. They are not looking at what role you got going where. They're like, we talked about this not too long ago. Like, I'm like, have you ever turned around and looked at yourself from the back? And you were like, yeah, the booty. I'm like, why does he always want it from the back? Because the fucking fat jiggles.
Yeah.
You know, like men want something to grab onto. Mm-hmm. Most men that I see or I talk to are like, they don't want some frail bitch with no ass and mm-hmm. no body and no titties and no, like the voluptuous. Love yourself. Like mm-hmm. it's super sexy. I mean, own your shit, own it. He obviously loves you. So, you know, try maybe just little things here and there. Start with the lights off, you know, take the lights off and maybe just a bra or something. Or if you're worried about your boobs or, you know, I mean, what would you say?
I mean, I mean, honestly, what you just said, I think starting slowly, it seems yeah. like it's her own insecurities.
He is not looking at that. He's like, she wants to have sex yeah. with me. There's a vagina. I love it. I'm going to come.
Yeah.
And
he doesn't have it. So it's, you have to face it yourself.
Women judge women. Men don't judge women mm-mm. the same way.
Mm-mm. I mean, only nasty, nasty, nasty fucking men do, yeah. but you are not with one of those.
Right.
I mean, if you really need some help, why not do a wine night? Do a wine night. Have like do something like that. Or I think you're correctly. Start slowly with the bra on, the lights off, and then slowly make maybe candles. And yeah. then so you can see like the glow, like shadowy aspects yeah. of it. You know, like make it sexy or what do you feel sexy in? Is it a dress or something that'll make you feel like a little bit more like sexy, like going out to dinner, like all dolled up and then have like lingerie underneath. I mean, I don't know. There's
ways to like drape sheets over yeah. you too when you're like on top, like get on top and kind of wrap it around mm-hmm. a little bit. So you can see parts that you're confident with and, you know, other parts that you're insecure, you can cover it up. Mm-hmm. But trust me, girlfriend, he is not looking at what you think he's looking at.
Yeah. And you have to slowly peel back those layers. Unfortunately. And the only person that can do it is yourself, or else you're going to just constantly be
you don't want to think about that.
No. I think there's little ways that you can improve that with your own self.
I mean, is your boyfriend's body like banging that? I mean, you know, usually it's like, well, you love him for him, right? Mm-hmm. Would it matter if he had, like, for me, I dated a guy that had like went to the gym every day and had the six pack and da 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 da. I'm like, yuck. That does not work for me. Mm-hmm. I don't need someone that's like, but healthy. Yes. Like I like meat. I need a little thickness.
Yeah. I like a little belly.
Yeah. Sometimes. I like
a little belly.
I want to like hold on to something.
Oh my God. Bone and bone is just awful. I remember I had to do this intimate scene with this guy. He said, I love him. I love this guy, but he's so bony, man. Ugh. And I was just like, ah, oh my God. Fuck. Gross. I could not imagine this happening.
Yeah. And trust me, guys don't want a bony girl either.
No.
I mean, if you're just skinny and you can't help it, it is what it is. But if you're trying to be all skinny because you think that some guy's going to be more attracted to you, they are not. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
That is true.
They are.
That is true.
Do you have let me see.
I just had one pulled up and then for some reason it popped out. Hold on here. Okay, let's do this one. This is pretty funny. So Matt starts off with story time.
Story time.
Just kidding. So that's obviously, if you guys listen to, like, it feels like forever podcast ago. It was a little story that I had. Hi, Scout and Danielle. First off, huge fan of the podcast and your collective works. I love horror movies and sex.
Ha, awesome. Yay. So do we.
So this podcast could not be any more entertaining. I have a non-horror question for each of you regarding past projects that you've worked on, if that's okay. Danielle, any funny stories or memories from working on Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead? I used to rent it every other weekend as a kid.
Oh,
I want to fucking know these stories.
On VHS.
I want to know this.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Let's see. I loved working on that movie. It was the only movie to date that actually allowed me to be a kid while working.
Yeah?
Like we would be allowed to go swimming during lunch. Like
wow.
We in the pool, like on the, you know, in the backyard, we would have Nintendo 64 in like the schoolroom. We'd be playing Nintendo together. They
Hell
bought
yeah.
us dirt bikes and pogo sticks because we were filming out in Sand Canyon. And we would just like be normal.
Oh, I love that.
And then we'd be like, okay, now school's done. We're going to play together. And then we're going to go shoot the scene. And it was just like a summer camp.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like I was going to like work on a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a great experience. I loved working with everybody on that movie. There was a scene where, only funny thing I would say is there was a scene where Christina Applegate, she turns around after we're like searching the room for the money that we realized was on our dead babysitter when we dropped her off, like our money for the whole summer that our mom. And we're like, well, it must have been on her. And I say something, we'll go back and go get it from the old hag. And then so Christina's like looking through the drawer. She closes it up and she says something. She says something like, oh, what are we going to do? Go back and be like, oh, sorry, we must have left it on our dead babysitter, you know. And then she like storms out of the room. When she went out of the room, she fell.
Oh no.
And she was wearing those like really cool like dresses, and under the dress, I'll never forget, it was like that red and black flower dress with her hat. She had a belt and she had like this underneath like bodysuit under it, but the bodysuit was crotchless.
No.
Because she, you know, it's hard to like take all that stuff off to go pee. And she fell and like the dress went up. And I mean, I was the only one that was there.
Regina?
Yeah. It was just so quick. And she was just mortified.
Oh man.
She just came back in the room and she was like, Oh my God. Did anybody see anything? It was like, maybe she tripped over her dress or something and fell forward and it just poop.
Oh,
plopped
man.
Up and her. Yeah.
How many times have you seen my vagina on accident?
No, I don't think.
Really? I feel like you have a couple of times. And I'm like,
have
oh. I? I'm like, oh, sorry. Oh, sorry.
Oh, well, only because you wear underwear. I'm always like, we have to like Photoshop your underwear. You're wearing a bodysuit with underwear under your bodysuit. Like, just take off the underwear.
I don't know. I've always been like very weird about that. Like, but I don't know. I've always.
About like the outline of your vagina?
No, I've always wore underwear underneath like bodysuits or anything like that. Or even like, I don't know, bathing suits too. Like,
You don't wear underwear under bathing suits?
No, not anymore. But I used to.
You used to?
Yeah, I used to. Maybe it was a thing that my mom used to like make me do too, you know? Maybe that was why.
And like then an extra kinda, layer of
yeah,
something?
And it kind of like stuck with me. So. I used to. Yeah.
That's so
odd. Isn't that so weird?
Yeah.
It's so odd.
That's a little bit odd. What's his question to you?
Okay, let's see here. Where did it go? Okay. So what's happening? Scout, I was just wondering what it was like to work with Spider-One from Power Man 5000. I just read that you worked with him and I'm a big fan of him and his brother. I mean, we love his brother.
Yeah. We're going to get them on the show, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. These two dudes will definitely be on the show for sure. Spider's awesome. I love Spider. Yeah. Every time Spider calls me to do anything, I think I've done like 3 things for Spider. I did a short film that he directed. I did, he started a podcast mm-hmm. as well, where they like write scary stories and then they reenact mm-hmm. it with actresses, actors. And then he has like a movie that he wants, possibly, hopefully, that we'll be able to do together.
Is Spider his real name?
Fuck, I don't know. No, it can't be. Spider. I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out.
I mean, that'd be great. That's a great name.
Spider's awesome. Yeah. I love him. Every time I work with him, I have such a great time. He's such a good dude. He's so creative. He kind of reminds me of you and me because we are constantly thinking of other outlets.
Yeah.
What the fuck we can do next.
Yeah. How to be creative.
He's always doing something different.
Yeah.
Just like us.
Hey, you guys that are watching and listening, send ideas to us.
Yeah.
Send ideas of what you want to see on the show, what you like, what you don't like, what you want more of. Mm-hmm. We really want you guys to be involved. We wanted you to be involved from the very beginning. And now that you're seeing kind of how it's going, what works for you? You know, we had this idea, you guys, to do like a Talk Scary to Me After Dark situation where you kind of join us and maybe we do like
a little extra naughtier,
like mixing like our sort of like, I don't know, happy hour, Friday night out or whatever night we can do it on and doing it and getting like to see you guys, maybe like mm-hmm. being able to hop on and like actually see you if you would let us see you. I know a lot of this stuff is anonymous. So,
yeah.
But just like a way to hang out together and get to know, because for me, like I love to see our community. I mm-hmm. want to know when I see these, like who I'm talking to.
Yeah, they don't. No. Some of them don't, Danielle. But we were thinking too, if you guys also still want to stay anonymous, but also join the late night after dark show, you guys, we'll set up a way where you guys can submit the questions beforehand.
Yeah.
So we'll have a bulk of questions. So when you are live with us, if we answer your question, you know that it's you and all that stuff. So we're helping everybody that we're talking to in this platform.
So we're trying to figure out some fun stuff to do that we thought.
And then we have merch.
Cool.
We're talking about merch.
Girl, you know, we're doing some hats and shirts.
Oh
y'all.
Yeah. We're doing all that stuff.
You guys, there's a lot of designers that actually have been messaging like, let me do your graphics for you. So I'm always like, hey, send us stuff. Like if you send us shit, there's always cool stuff. Like it'd be super cool to have your artwork mm-hmm. be part of our podcast in any way.
Hell yeah.
We're going to do giveaways and all kinds of, we're just working on all kinds of stuff, you guys. So, but we love your input and your participation. Without your questions, we only have so many stories about our naughtiness.
What do you mean? I can come up with so much shit.
I know. But you know, I mean, I'm older. I've got probably a lot more than you do. But I've been married for 10 years. So we're about the same. I'm not married for 10 years, but 8 years.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We probably have about the exact same amount of time out there in the world mm-hmm. of being able to participate in this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So participate, send in
please,
your questions.
Please, We love them. Okay. So I guess we have time for one more.
One more, and then I'm going to do this story.
Okay. So, hey girls, love the podcast. I have a few questions for you both, a horror-related one. You've both been in numerous films. Which of your own performances do you feel is underrated and didn't receive the love that it deserved?
Ooh, Scout.
I have so many. It's really shitty to say that, but I feel like I have so many.
That are not appreciated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of people haven't seen The Runaways, where I played Lita Ford. That was fucking really hard.
Yeah.
American Crime, which we covered. Yeah. A lot of people didn't see that. Love Ranch, which was with Helen Mirren and Joe Pesci. A lot of people didn't see that either. Yeah. There's a lot of shit and there's so much stuff. I feel like, you know, it's so weird. I mean, a lot of you guys probably have seen them, but that's because you are fans of of me. And yeah, so you'll keep track of it. But I feel like it doesn't get out there to like a lot of people, or people will be like, oh, I didn't know you were in that. I'm like, yeah, I was, you know, what about you?
Don't you love that question at the table when you've got all your pictures or whatever? They're like, and they're like, is that you? Is that you? And you're like, no, it's somebody else's pictures I've got on my table.
Yeah, what?
It's Jennifer Love Hewitt. let's see. Gosh. You know, I had very little dialogue, but I really liked this character, Belle, that I did in a movie called Stakeland. It won the TIFF Audience Choice Award for Midnight Madness quite a few years ago. But
hell yeah.
But I was playing pregnant and, you know, I get killed at the end, and Michael Cerverus is in it. And it's just a really good vampire movie. And it's about like the end of the world, essentially, and us trying to get to higher grounds to save ourselves from the zombie sort of vampire kind of, you know, thing. More zombies actually than vampires. But so I really liked that because I was like the mother figure of a group of two men and a boy, essentially. I was the only woman. And it was the only time that for me, I played that nurturer in a movie, and I hadn't had kids yet. So it felt very authentic to my character instead of like the badass, I'm going to, you know, shoot you in your head, or I'm going to fight you off and, you know, fend for my life before you slip my throat with a garrote. Like that's normally what I do.
Yeah.
And then I had this that was a much more vulnerable.
Oh, that'd be really nice to see. I'd love to watch that.
It was really nice. There's a really specific scene where the character's name is Mister, where I'm so pregnant and I just can't go anymore. Like I can't walk anymore because we just, you know, there's like everybody's after us. And I stop, I have to take a beat and sit on a rock, and I just start crying. And he's a hard character, you know, and he swoops me up and picks me up. And the first thing I said, my daddy used to carry me like this when I was a little girl. Mm-hmm. And because I didn't have a dad growing up and I was pregnant in it. And like, I started crying.
Triggered.
And then he started, you know, crying, and we so broke character in that moment, and it was such a beautiful, authentic moment that wasn't written in the script that way.
I love that.
So it's those little things that you're like, while I didn't have a lot of dialogue, I was in the whole movie, but there are those little things that I don't know if people really, if they've seen the movie, they're like, I love that movie, but it's not something that most people have seen. Mm. So if you guys haven't seen Stakeland, and then this movie I did called, God, I can't even fucking remember the name of it. With John Jarrett that I totally, anyway, there's a bunch of stuff that I really liked that I did in that movie too. I don't know why I can't think of the name of it right now. I used to think that actors were full of shit when they were like, I don't remember the name of that movie that I did.
Yeah, now you're like, now I was like, how could you not remember the movie that you did and you filmed?
Totally.
Because we do it all the time.
Because I can't remember anymore.
Because we do it all the time.
Because we're working like a day or two.
All the time.
Okay, so speaking of crazy kids, I'm ready to talk scary to you.
Let's do it.
Let me find this. I emailed it to myself. Okay. So let me look.
These cases have been really great, guys, too. So also send in some cases that you guys want to hear on the podcast, because I do look at those and take from those.
Yeah, we do too. I love, I feel, I'm always like, have my headphones on listening in the house because I don't want my kids to be like, well, mommy, what are you listening to? later. Okay. So just get these dumb. Okay. So this is the disturbing story of Tyler Hadley. Do you know about Tyler Hadley?
I think so.
He was the teenager who killed his parents so he could throw a house party.
Oh, fuck no. I haven't heard this. What?
At 1:15 p.m. on July 16th, 2011, Tyler Hadley, a 17-year-old living in Port St. Lucie, Florida, posted a status on Facebook saying, party at my crib tonight, .. maybe. There was only one problem. Hadley's parents were home, and since they'd recently grounded Hadley for drinking and drug use, they weren't about to let their teenage son throw a party. Some friends knew this and were incredulous, you know, obviously. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, that's not happening. When one asked if it was really happening, Hadley wrote back, don't know, man, I'm working on it. Okay. There's a picture of him. But by 8:15 p.m., the party was on. Tyler posted again on his wall to confirm, quote, the party at my house, HMU. What does that mean?
HMU.
Party at my house.
Oh my God, we're so old.
Everyone's laughing right now.
Oh my God.
Party at my house, HMU. I'm thinking of hair and makeup. That's what I think of when I see HMU.
Hit me up.
Hit me up. Hit me up.
They're probably HMU. Laughing at us in there. They're probably like, you fucking idiot.
Idiots. Hit me up. And then one of his friends asked, now I'm going to write HMU on everything. Yeah. I'd be like, hey, Scout, HMU. Hit me up, bitch. What if your parents come home? Hadley responded, they won't. Trust me. That's because Hadley had just murdered both of his parents.
Wow.
When he posted on Facebook, their bodies were barely cold. And the high schooler wanted to throw a party at the crime scene. The brutal killing of Blake and Mary Jo Hadley. Before inviting 60 people to his house for a party, Tyler Hadley calmly killed both of his parents. Blake and Mary Jo Hadley had worried about their son for years. They'd taken Tyler to a psychiatrist and turned to substance abuse program for help. Nothing worked. So when Tyler drove home drunk one night, Mary Jo took away his car and his phone as a punishment. Tyler fumed. He told his best friend, Michael Mandel, that he wanted to kill his mom. Mandel brushed off the statement as something, you know, an angry teenager would say. He never thought Tyler would go through with it. But on July 16th, Tyler made a plan. First, he took his parents' phones. That way, they couldn't call for help. Then he took some ecstasy around 5 o'clock. Tyler worried that he couldn't go through with his plan sober.
Oh my God.
Hadley found a hammer in the garage. And while Mary Jo sat at the computer, Tyler stared at the back of her head for 5 minutes. And then he swung the hammer. Mary Jo turned and screamed, "Why?" Blake, hearing the screams, ran into the room. Blake echoed his wife's question. Tyler shouted back, "Why the fuck not?" Then Tyler beat his father to death. After killing his parents, Tyler Hadley dragged their bodies into their bedroom. He cleaned up the crime scene, tossing bloody towels and Clorox wipes onto the bed. Finally, he invited his friends over for the party.
Oh my God.
The killer party at Tyler Hadley's house. Tyler put out the call to come party shortly after he'd cleaned up the crime scene, right around sunset. By midnight, more than 60 people had showed up to Tyler Hadley's house. None of them knew that the dead bodies of Hadley's parents were in the other room. High schoolers playing beer pong in the kitchen, rubbing cigarettes into the walls, and urinating on the neighbor's lawn. At first, Hadley tried to stop the teens from smoking inside, but what? Eventually he relented as he explained his parents were in Orlando. Then Hadley changed his story about his parents. "They don't live here," he told a partygoer. "This is my house." Later in the night, Hadley pulled aside his best friend, Michael Mandel. "Mike, I killed my parents," Hadley said. In disbelief, Mandel responded, "No, you didn't, Tyler. Shut up. What are you talking about?" Hadley insisted they were dead. "Dude, look at the driveway," he told Mandel. "All the cars are there. My parents aren't in Orlando. I killed my parents." Mandel thought it must be a prank. Then Hadley led his friend to the bedroom where he stashed the bodies. "The party's going on over here, and I turned the doorknob," Mandel remembers. "I looked down, and I saw his father's leg against the door." Mandel suddenly realized his friend was telling the truth. Mandel didn't leave the party right away. In shock, he took a selfie with Hadley, figuring it would be the last time that he would see his friend. Then Mandel left the party and called Crime Stoppers to report the murders. The arrest and conviction of Tyler Hadley. Michael Mandel left an anonymous tip with Crime Stoppers at 4:24 a.m. on July 17, 2011. He said that Tyler Hadley had murdered both his parents using a hammer. Police rushed to Hadley's house. When they arrived, the party was still going on, and Hadley claimed his parents were out of town and refused to let the police in his house. But they made an emergency entrance despite Hadley's protests. You should see what this house looked like. Tyler appeared nervous, frantic, and very talkative while speaking to the officers, according to the arrest affidavit. The police found beer bottles all over the house, unrolled cigars littered the floor, and the furniture had been tossed around. They also found dried blood on the walls. When police forced open the bedroom door, they found dining chairs and a coffee table tossed on the bed. Under the furniture, they discovered the body of Blake Hadley. Nearby, they found Mary Jo's body. Police arrested Tyler Hadley for murder. 3 years later, a court sentenced Hadley to life in prison. If the police hadn't shown up, Hadley had considered taking his life. He had a stash of Percocet pills hidden in his room. But for the time being, whether it was the ecstasy, the party, or the murder, he was feeling good. He even posted one last time on his wall at 4:40 a.m., right as the police were on their way to his house. Quote, "Party at my house again, HMU." End quote.
Jesus. What the fuck is so great about a party that you'd want to murder your fucking parents? I've heard this shit. Like, so many kids, you know, they took their Nintendo away. They got grounded.
So they go kill their
fucking
parents.
Go kill their parents. How? Why is that so normal?
This is what the let me make this bigger.
So normal. I've heard like stories like this so many times.
That's horrible.
The fact that our kids now, like, I didn't know that.
This is what the bedroom. That. This is what their bedroom. Their bodies were underneath that.
Wow.
Okay. And then let me see. You guys can probably edit
down,
in.
Take down your email stuff and then show me the photo.
Oh, I don't even know how to do that.
Just put that. Put all that stuff lower.
How do I do that?
Then don't turn your computer around.
You guys can just cut in a picture.
Yeah.
Of Tyler Hadley. Yeah, a disturbing story of Tyler Hadley, the teenager who killed his parents so he could throw a house party.
Wow. That is insane. Did somebody write in that story or how did you find that story?
I found this. Genevieve Carlton wrote this on allthatsinteresting.com. Mm. Yeah, so I read this. I was looking for like the most disturbing kid killer stories. I don't know why I'm fascinated with kid killers.
Yeah, no, yeah, same. The younger they get, the more I'm like, what the fuck?
Yes.
The more scared I am when I interact with a child. I'm like,
yeah.
Are you okay? Is there symptoms? Can I read anything from
yeah,
you?
Is there something?
What's off?
You killed your cat?
That's it. It always, like a lot of it starts, well, they said in the story that the parents already knew that something was wrong with him.
Yeah. But what do? You try to get your kid help, but like, yeah. You don't think your
How
kid's going to kill you?
I know a teen.
17.
17. Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. Those poor people.
I mean, I just can't even imagine your child taking your life from you.
Being betrayed. Yeah. The ultimate like, betrayal.
Talking about like changing baby's diapers at the beach. Like this no. is the fucker. Your mom changed your fucking diapers and birthed you and nursed you and your dad took care of you. And like, and you just fucking kill your parents
for
with a hammer.
Party. For and a then, party. And then he was even going to possibly kill himself. So
that's
what
bullshit.
What was the reason?
I don't, my gut tells me that's a bunch of fucking bullshit. I think the Percocet was, he was drug addict. He was drug addict. And he probably told the police that he was going to kill himself because he didn't want to be like, yeah, party.
So would he have gotten away with it? If he hadn't like been Mr. Cool Guy and showed his friend the bodies,
what would he do with the bodies? There's fucking blood everywhere too. Lit the house on fire. That's probably what he was gonna
do.
Light the house on fire
for sure, 100%.
I mean,
anyway, got away with it, that kid.
Well, eventually,
yeah.
Eventually,
you know, there was a case that I just burned the body. There was a case that I just read about a little girl. This was like. This is more. This is like 60 years ago. This little girl's body was found. She was like four. Please. Can everybody put their
sorry. It's my sister.
There was a boy or a little girl. Sorry, a little girl that was thrown out in New Mexico somewhere, and her body was burned. Mm. But they just now were able to track down the killer after 60 years.
How do they do that?
Well, DNA and all that stuff, you know, like everything's just like kind of like now evolving. So they're able
it's
to
amazing
go back.
That it stays on for that long. Yeah, the DNA like, stays on the body for that long.
Well, I think, no, they like take samples and all that stuff and it just kind of goes in like a case file box or whatever. But like now that there's so many old cases that people are able to go into and solve now.
It's
and that
amazing.
Was one of them. And I think the little girl's grandma was still alive and she was like,
finally.
Old. And yeah, they finally were able to arrest the guy too. So nuts. Like he thought for sure after, fucking so many years, you think that you're going to get away with it. And here you're like on your death day and you're like, oh, you remember that thing that you did?
Oh yeah. That's all those murders you did that you thought you got away with. Yeah. Not so much, fucker.
Ah, crazy.
Wow. I don't know how long that episode was.
I think that was, that was it.
Is that it?
Please remember to like and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and Talk Scary to Me podcast or our individuals at Horror Gal and Under the Sea Scout. Also, if you want to see videos, please follow us at Patreon, hashtag Talk Scary to Me. Don't forget to submit those questions at podcast@talkscarytome.com.